Hello and welcome. I am Susie McMahon, your host of Luxurious Journeys and Wellness. I am so grateful to have you join me to discuss travel and wellness, two integral parts of my life as a professional travel advisor and a Reiki practitioner. My intention is to explore opportunities for your next adventures in luxury travel and experiences while implementing wellness along the way. Please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Lux, L-U-X-E, Low Country Travel. That's the Low Country in South Carolina. And my website is www.luxlouxelowcountry.com. Thank you for listening. And now today's podcast. Hello. My guest today is Roberta Whitney Hughes of Peaceful Living. And that's Peaceful, P-E-A-C-E-F-U-L-L, living.com. Roberta's mission at Peaceful Living, she says, our world is missing peaceful spaces and experiences that allow us to get quiet and breathe. Roberta is a Pilates yoga and meditation instructor in Parker. Her ambition is to help people live a life free from distraction, and her vision is to discover, share, and create peaceful experiences in the world. I've known Roberta for many years. She is one of my teachers and instructors, and I can't wait for you to meet her as we move into our podcast, which was Wind Down Wednesday on November 18th, 2021. I've adapted the podcast from that discussion. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, there we go. Hi there, Roberta Whitney Hughes of Peaceful Living. Welcome to Wind Down Wednesday with me, Superman.
Cheers.
Cheers. I think we all need a little bit of winding down today after our brief conversation. Give me a quick second while I hop on my phone to make sure I can see us going live, and then we will get started. There we are. Got us. Okay. So welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday. I always try to come on every other Wednesday from Lux Low Country Travel, my travel experiences page, my personal profile, and tonight as an added bonus, my professional travel page, which is Travel by Susie and Elite Travel Concierge. And I bring to you luxurious journeys, inspiration, and aspects of wellness that we can integrate along the way. And tonight I'm introducing you to a good friend of mine and teacher, Roberta Hughes. Roberta and I met a long time ago. It almost seems like a lifetime ago when I owned a Pilates studio in Parker, Colorado, and she opened a yoga studio adjacent. Ever since then, she has gone on to develop her repertoire of fantastic offerings for you in the wellness world. And I'm just going to say, Roberta, welcome. Tell everybody that's watching a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Thank you for having me today, Susie. I have been in the yoga industry since 1999 is when I took my very first yoga class. Actually, I took my very first yoga class in college, so that would have been in 1991.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I went through a very short certification in 1999 and started teaching and sharing yoga on military bases as we moved around the country. And then I ended up in Colorado in 2005. By then I had completed a 200-hour training for yoga. And a few years later, I met you and you owned the Pilates studio. And I started taking some Pilates classes and loved it. And then fast forward to 2009, I was the yoga and Pilates coordinator at Lifetime Fitness. And knew nothing about Pilates other than the couple of classes I had taken at your studio. So I started going through my training, and my history with my low back, I had a lot of low back pain just because I was so flexible from yoga and I didn't have stability in my body. Once I started my Pilates training, I haven't had any back pain or any back issues. So that kind of sold me to really implement Pilates into my life. And I went through the full comprehensive training in Pilates. Mm-hmm. And those are the two practices that have been the benchmark and foundation of my life. And now I get to teach them and share them with people and see them helping people feel good every day in their bodies.
Yes, absolutely. I can vouch the same kind of back issue story that was the inspiration of why I opened Parker Pilates and Wellness Center, because I was having issues with degenerative disc disease in my lower back. And I love yoga. I love the overall practice, but I was experiencing the same thing. I needed to develop some core muscles and learn to articulate my spine better. And that's why I opened that studio in the first place. But you have a wonderful level of experience, and I know that you have a lot of different offerings. One of the questions before we get into that I wanted to ask you, coming to travel, coming to the situation that we're in now, and then we think about post-COVID travel, what little aspects of or nuggets of wellness would you recommend I tell clients to put into their travel journey to help relieve some of the stress that we experience with air travel and misconnections and maybe showing up at a hotel that doesn't have your room? There's a lot of stress sometimes involved. You got to roll with the punches. What would you recommend to relieve some stress and to incorporate more wellness on your journey?
So I have actually created during COVID an on-demand video library that includes yoga and meditation videos. And all of the videos within the collection are made for a person who maybe has never done yoga before. And it's an opportunity to let go of stress, to breathe, to move gently. It's not going to feel like a workout. It's going to feel like a sigh of relaxation. And the meditation videos could even be practiced, you know, when you're sitting on the plane getting ready for takeoff, feeling stressed out. Mm-hmm. I have Zen breaks on there that are anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes long. And all you have to do is look at the screen and listen, all the way to a guided meditation in the form of yoga nidra, which takes you through the five different levels of consciousness and almost feels like you've taken a 2-hour nap. So
that would be perfect, especially just popping your earbuds in, even if you are traveling now, putting your mask on, maybe putting an eye pillow on and just getting in your little cocoon on the airplane, and maybe you will drift off and then you wake up and you're at your destination and all that stress is behind you. So I would love to let all of our viewers and people that will watch this post-production to know how to sign up for that. So we'll put the links and things in the comment section of this video. But that sounds like a really neat project that you did, staying at home.
Can I just add one more?
Yeah, of course.
Especially for people who are doing time zone travel, like even just from one coast to the other, or especially overseas. The yin yoga videos really do help with jet lag because it helps to reground the body and help the energy get balanced again while you're just breathing and meditating. And again, it nourishes the body similar to sleep. But we all know that when you change time zones to prevent that jet lag, you don't want to go to sleep until it's time to sleep in that time zone. So
you're absolutely right. So that's one huge project that you did this year in 2020. Because immediately during our stay-at-home orders in March, different studios and gyms and everything had to close, what did you do to pivot your own business, and what kind of recommendations might you have for anybody else out there in the wellness community and how to offer services to your clients, even though you can't be in person?
Yeah, I think this is an opportunity for people in the fitness and wellness industry to use their creativity, because people are feeling isolated. They are feeling like they want community. So using virtual formats just like this to teach classes has worked really well. And I can open up my iPad, get on FaceTime, and teach a private session. Clients who have been using that format are experiencing just as great success as when I used to see them in person. When I do bring people now just into my home studio, I mostly just select neighbors that are close by, people that I know have been more conservative in how much they're getting out and about. I wear a mask, I sanitize everything. Mm-hmm. One thing I think helps is to let your clients know what you're doing to be proactive in taking care of their health and wellness, from, you know, reducing the risk of exposure to COVID to having healthier movement in their life.
Right, right. That's fantastic. I know that I was one that called you up when I was kind of locked down in Beaufort, South Carolina, and reconnected with you and started to do a little bit more Pilates, and I need to be doing more now. And I just having that daily movement was so beneficial to my mindset of being kind of on my own in another state when my family was in another state. And it just helped me stay more peaceful. Roberta, what if someone wants to know what is peaceful living, can you give me just an overview of your overall business?
Sure. So I created Peaceful Living. It was a year old this May. And I really just looked at the pillars in my life that have helped me through parenting small children, moving from state to state. My ex-husband was in the Air Force. Anytime I had stress in my life, how did I support myself? And the tools that I have used for most of my adult life, have been yoga, meditation, and Pilates, and then journaling, getting out in nature, things where I can really connect to who I am and let go of the stress of the outside world. So when I created Peaceful Living, I was looking for a way to share those pillars with other people, because so often I talk to people about self-care and everybody puts themselves last, and they'll say, I don't have time to fit in one more thing, or when I have time, then I'll give it a try. And for me, yoga and meditation, sometimes it would be 1 minute, sometimes it would be 5 minutes. I considered it a treat if I could stretch it out to 20 or 30 minutes, especially when I had smaller children. And I feel like these little seeds planted a couple of times throughout the day are so much more of an impact than us waiting until we have time. Because honestly, none of us ever have time, right?
Right. I know. Life gets in the way if we don't make the time.
So a year later, now Peaceful Living has kind of formed into an offering of blog posts where I just share my personal experiences on wellness, finding more opportunities to create those peaceful moments in your life. And then during COVID, during quarantine, my son and I started creating these videos, which are called Peaceful Living TV. So it's a subscription-based format that is a second offering. And we've done it all homemade. So from pre-production to post-production, every little bit has been done with my son, which has been a fantastic effort. Mm-hmm. And then I just share, coming forward, I'll be sharing my ideas on my favorite things that have helped me in my life to feel more peaceful, different books or products. So that will be added soon in 2021.
Awesome. And should we talk about it, what our dream is? It's probably going to take place winter of, I might be getting you off guard, but talk about what we're dreaming to happen in the future between you and me and retreats. What do you want to do in the future, Roberta, when we're able to travel easier?
I would love to gather people together for an opportunity of wellness. So this will be specifically for people who say, I don't have time, because they'll actually be able to get away from the day-to-day and only devote time to themselves and to their self-care, their wellness, their healing from the inside out. We are looking at doing our first one as a winter wellness retreat in Colorado, and incorporate some snowshoeing, a champagne toast, hot chocolate, and then lots of yoga and meditation and other wellness activities. Reiki will be offered.
All the wellness cozy yummies, I want to call it. It's all the improvements. And I think we have a really neat idea that we'll be offering. It's just we have to be respectful of our environment right now and how life is. So to circle back, we got a couple more minutes. Since I am a professional travel advisor and I know that you love luxurious travel, tell me, if COVID stopped tomorrow, what international destination do you dream of heading to next?
International?
Yes.
Paris. It's Paris. My favorite city. I've been twice and I've actually started watching Emily in Paris during COVID just to feel like I'm in Paris again.
It's a fantastic show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat. I wouldn't say city, but I'd say country. If I could go tomorrow, Scotland is on my bucket list, and some of the offerings that I'm trying to create interest groups when we're able to travel is to Scotland, Iceland, and Tuscany. So inside Italy. So those are some things for people to dream about. Maybe you'll see inspiration along the way. But I just wanted to thank you, Roberta, for joining me for Wind Down Wednesday. Let's do another toast. Because we,
if I can get it better,
I know, I'm going backwards. Yes. There we go. Ding, ding, ding. Chardonnay, peanut.
It's actually a Chenin Blanc.
A Chenin Blanc. Cheers to you, Roberta. For all you watching now or later, I just want you to know that Roberta is a good friend and a fantastic teacher in wellness. We're going to leave notes in the comment section on how you can reach and contact Roberta, and maybe how you can take Peaceful Living TV along with you as you travel to reduce the stress and incorporate wellness along the way of your luxurious journey. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving and stay safe and healthy. I'll have Roberta and I stand by in the broadcast. Thank you, Roberta.
Thank you, Susie.
You're welcome.
Bye.